Blog Talk Radio.
And again, it ain't doing it.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We're having technical difficulty, but I will continue on going on. Hopefully, it will reach someone that may be listening in today. And before we start with our program today, let's have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Father, I want my faith to be like the shepherd, now doubting or wavering or wondering if what you say is true, but rather trusting you and taking positive action based on your word. I thank you for this show today. I thank you for the broadcast that have come on today. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. And today I will tie this. There are times when God alone should be the focus of our celebration. You know, when we think of celebration, we usually think of our time of enjoying ourselves, of having a great time with others. We celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, promotion, special milestone, the birth of a new baby. What makes celebration unique is that we take time out of the ordinary to honor and to observe something that is notable, something that is special, something important to us all. But what about God? He gives us the ultimate reason to celebrate because he has rescued us from consequence of sin and showed us the wonders of eternal. You know, those who love him truly have the most to celebrate on Christmas Eve. And today is Christmas Eve, and we came to celebrate Christmas Eve today. We come to give him the praise, give him the glory, because it's all about him. It's not about us. It's about giving him the praise. And, you know, God is not against celebration. He wants us to celebrate, but for the right reason. You know, this fiesta, a fiestic, will be a happy time of rejoicing with your family to honor the Lord, for it is he who gives you bountiful harvest and blessings, all your work. We celebrate to thank God for all he has done for us, to recall his act of goodness, and then to enjoy each other. You know, when you think about Nehemiah 8 and 10, it says, go and celebrate with the feast and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day. Don't be sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy and fun, as God intended, are important part of celebration because they lift our spirit and help us see the beauty and meaning in life. You know, when you think about it, even in Leviticus 23 and 25 say, you must do no regular work on that day. Celebration allows us to rest and focus on what is good. It should take our minds off the ordinary and the routine. You know, when you think about it, celebration allows us to rest and focus on what is good. It should take our mind off the ordinary and the routine. We're talking about today, celebration on Christmas Eve. We know Christmas is tomorrow, but every day is Christmas. Not just one day. We're celebrating our Lord and Savior every day of our life. And as you think about it, we celebrate to mark important milestones in our lives. We also celebrate to teach our children the ultimate reason for our celebration, which is the birth of Christ. My, when you think about how good God is, what he's doing in each and one of our lives today, what he has done, how he died on the cross for us when he was born, how he was wrapped in swaddling cloth. When we think about all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how we just celebrate him and do the things he would have us to do. And it's saying, you know, come, everyone, clap your hand for joy. Shout to God with joy for praise. That's what he wants. He wants us to come with a joy for praise. He don't want us to come with the sad, hung down face and thing, but he come. He made it possible for us to enjoy this day that he has set, that we have set aside to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, when you shout to the Lord, all the earth break out in praise and sing for joy. We come to make a joyful symphony before the Lord, the King. We praise him with the clash of cymbals, praising him with loud cymbal. You know, even as you go to your various churches, how you're praising the Lord, giving him the glory. It's not about us. It's all about him. And, you know, we celebrate to praise and worship God because he loves us, because of the blessings he has given us on earth, and because of the internal blessing he has waited us in heaven. Just think about all the blessing that God has for us, waiting for us in heaven. We can't help but just give him the glory, give him the praise, because he is worthy. He alone is worthy to be praised. And today we come on Christmas Eve to give God all the praise, to give him all the glory, because it's all about him. It's not about us. And we just saying, God, we thank you. God, we love you. God, we adore you, we magnify you, and glorify you, because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? Where would we be? So we just saying hallelujah today on God's day. Every day is his day, but we set aside on the calendar special days. So today is Christmas Eve, and we come just to celebrate him. We celebrate everything else. So why can't we celebrate Jesus? He's the reason for the season, and that's the reason we on Blog Talk today, to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, because of the blessing he has given us on earth, and because of the eternal blessing he has waiting for us. Just think about the blessing God has for us, just waiting for us with our names on it. We don't have to jump in front of anybody, get behind. We can be able to receive the blessings from our Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, when I went to Exodus 32 and 25, Moses saw that Aaron had let the people get completely out of control and much to amaze of their enemies. You know, saying what kind of celebration? Here they were doing a celebration, but it wasn't the right celebration that they were doing. Even over in Numbers 25, 1 and 2. Soon the Israelites was feasting with them and worshiping the God of Moab. You know, even in 1 Peter 4 and 3, you have had enough in the past of the evil things that godly people enjoy. Their feasting and drunkenness and wild parties. That's not about Christ's birth, you all. A lot of people is going to be intoxicated on tonight and tomorrow. But they're not really celebrating the birth of Christ or remember of Christ. They're doing things in the flesh. And so when you think about celebration that is self-centered, indulgent, involving sinful acts, or has condition that can tempt you into sin, it's wrong. That's not a celebration. So today we come to celebrate Christmas Eve and the Lord's Day. Excuse me. To celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He should be the foremost on your agenda today. He should be the reason for the season. Not all the gifts. And now don't get me wrong, gifts is fine, but celebrate Jesus. Thank him. He's the gift giver. How many of you all actually woke up this morning or tomorrow morning and actually bring God a gift? Not many. Everyone looking for a specific gift, how much it costs, or where did you get this from, or I don't like it. But Jesus is our main gift. Why don't you bring Jesus a gift today? Let him know and realize that you're glad that he's Jesus, that you're doing things on his behalf, not our agenda, but his agenda. We want to give him praise, give him the glory, because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. You know, there are times when God alone should be the focus of our, excuse me, celebration. Didn't start coughing until I started doing the show. But the enemy has to get back. Even the machine don't want to act right today. But we still going to give God praise even by phone. May not can play the music that I had intended on playing today. May not have been able to do all the little things that would enhance the program today. But we still giving him praise. And when you think that times when God alone should be focus of our celebration, tonight and tomorrow should be God's focus, not ours. It should be focusing strictly on God. You know, the Lord your God has blessed everything that you have done and have watched your every step. The Lord your God has been with you and provided for you every need so that you lack nothing. You know, through life journey, and it's a regular milestone, God has been there to supply all we need. Celebration should be a time for fun and eating, of course, but it should be also be a time for thanksgiving to God for his blessings to us. Celebration occur, you know, occasion, celebration person, but most of all, celebrating God. And I say again, how many of you all bought a gift to Jesus today? Everyone is looking for a gift tomorrow or tonight. But how many actually brought a gift to Jesus and let Jesus know how much you love him, how much you care for him, knowing that he is the giver, not us, but he is the gift giver. And when we realize that God is the giver and not we ourselves, we can really and truly be blessed. We really can. So just think about it. God is the reason for the season. Not us. Not all the things that we are trying to acquire. But he is really the reason for the season. And I thank you for being the reason for the season for me. Because when all else failed, when everything else had broke down, all the bills you have to pay from getting this for that one, trying to make that one happy. Did you make Jesus happy? And when you think about that, that you've been doing the wrong thing, the wrong way, instead of celebrating Jesus Christ, which is the true meaning of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he will give us everything we need. He will bring joy to our soul, laughter, fun, everything that we need. And above all, he will forgive us of all our sins. All we have to do is ask him, come to him today. Let him know that you are God and besides you, there is no other. We want to give God the praise today, not just for celebrating family coming over, friends coming over, but to know that God is the utmost at the front of our life and our source. He is our Redeemer. He was born and died on that rugged cross for me, you, and everyone else. And when you think about it, how good God is, what he's doing, how he's doing it, you can't help but just give him praise. Give him the glory. Give him all the honor. You know, that's a time and a place during certain celebration for Solomon observed before God. Dedicating someone or something to God's use is a celebration, but one marked with a special seriousness of commitment. These times of celebration can be just as meaningful as the joyous time of celebrating everything else in your life. Now is the time that we should take and set aside to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But bringing us from January to December, for blessing us with everything we have, not just with food, not just with clothing, not just a roof over our head, but saving us, sanctifying us, filling us with his precious Holy Ghost. When you just think about the goodness of Jesus, when you just think of enjoying yourself, but did you put God at the head of your enjoyment, of your celebration? You know, whether we are leaping in joy before the Lord or Solomon listening to God's word at the Lord's Supper, we pause to remember, to honor, to worship, and to praise. And the end result of all celebration should be joy. The joy that comes from a full and a grateful heart. God gives us the ultimate reason to celebrate because he has rescued us from the consequences of sin and showed us the wonders of eternity. Those who love him truly have the most to celebrate. When you think about all you have to celebrate on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, just think about it. What all God has brought you through the whole year, what he's steadily bringing you through, what he's steadily doing on your behalf, God is right there. Haven't given up, haven't turned his back on you. He is letting you know, I'm the reason for the season. If it was not have been for me being born, how would you be able to celebrate my birth? Celebrate the things that I have done for you all year, for each and every day of your life. Just think about that celebration. Just the word celebration should bring us closer and closer to the Lord. You know, dedicating someone or something to God is a celebration. And we just give God praise today for our celebration because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And as we go further in the show, the music don't want to come up, and the broadcast is using by the phone today. It won't even pull up on the internet. But God is still good. He's still working on our behalf. He's still doing the things that need to be done through the power of the Holy Ghost. And we give God praise today for what he's doing and what he's going to do because it's all about him. And, you know, there are times for great celebration in heaven when you think about it. God, it will be a day where we'll be able to celebrate in heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, you're like the angels celebrating. Now, you know, but we'll be able to celebrate 24/7. Just think about that. How God have come in and rescued us. That we can celebrate him. Celebrate his name. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Because it's all about him. It's not about us. No matter what we have, he gave it to us. No matter what we did, where we went. It was all on account of God. And we come to celebrate Christmas Eve today on Blog Talk. We come, you know, heaven is filled with celebration, too wonderful for the human mind to imagine. Here the angels worship God in mighty celebration and rejoice wildly when our sins repent. You know, someday we will be able to join in these great heavenly events. That means, and for the meantime, we are to do what God say do. We are to lean and depend on Him, not ourselves, but give Him the glory, give Him the praise, because it's all about Him. It's not about us, you all. It's about serving the risen Savior that's in the world today. And we're giving Him praise today. We're giving Him the glory. And I just want to tell you a little bit about celebration today. We didn't come with the long, drawn-out broadcast today, even with the computer acting up on us. I know we still can use the phone. So I hope everyone keep Jesus in mind during this Christmas Eve celebration. Some will be going to church. Some will be celebrating at home early. Some will be opening up gifts. Some will be working. But whatever you do, keep God first in your life. Keep Him the utmost at the beginning of your life. Don't waver. Don't give up. But just hold on to God's unchanging hand, because He is worthy of all the praise, all the praise. Not some of the praise, but all of the praise. And we just thank Him this morning. We thank Him for this broadcast, even in the midst of everything not going right. I still give Him praise. I'm still celebrating Him. I'm not giving up, not giving in. I'm not throwing in the towel. But I'm just giving Him the praise, because He truly is worthy to be praised. So today, as you go about cooking and getting your gifts and things, make sure that you give God a gift today, big or small. Bless the Lord with something today, because He is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And so this will conclude our broadcast. We're leaving a little bit earlier today because the computer is acting up. But we give Him the glory and we give Him the praise. And until the brand new year come in, we hope to see you in January with a better show, hopefully, and everything working on our show, in Jesus' name. And so we're going to give a closing prayer today. Oh, gracious Father, we thank You for this broadcast of celebration. We thank You that You are the celebrated one here, that we are just coming to partake, to celebrate with You today. We give You the glory. We give You the praise. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God.